My name is Amanda Holmes, and I think we all need more poetry in our lives. I recently returned from a family visit to a pecan farm on the border of New South Wales and Queensland, where I discovered that rain, or the lack of rain, is a frequent and serious topic of conversation. That's when I appreciated why one of our listeners suggested this poem a little while back. It comes from a collection published in Sydney in 1921 entitled Around the Boree Log and Other Verses by John O'Brien, the pen name of the Catholic priest Patrick Joseph Hartigan. Our listener writes, "As a character portrayal of rural depression Australia, I don't believe there is much better. As a rural child, this predicting and brutal recording of every Catholic country Sunday took years for me to grow into comedy." They add, "Oh, and good luck with the accent. Well, my 5-year-old grandson is Australian, so I was able to get a few pointers from him." In any case, here is the poem for you, Said Hanrahan by John O'Brien. "We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, in accents most forlorn, outside the church ere Mass began one frosty Sunday morn. The congregation stood about, coat collars to the ears, and talked of stock and crops and drought as it had done for years. "It's looking crook," said Daniel Croke. "Bedad, it's crook, me lad, for never since the banks went broke has seasons been so bad." "It's dry, all right," said young O'Neill, with which astute remark he squatted down upon his heel and chewed a piece of bark. And so around the chorus ran, "It's keeping dry, no doubt. We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "before the year is out. The crops are done. You'll have your work to save one bag of grain. From here, way out to Backer Burke, they're singing out for rain. They're singing out for rain," he said, "and all the tanks are dry." The congregation scratched its head and gazed around the sky. "There won't be grass in any case, enough to feed an ass. There's not a blade on Casey's place as I came down to Mass." "If rain don't come this month," said Dan, and cleared his throat to speak. "We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "if rain don't come this week." A heavy silence seemed to steal on all at this remark, and each man squatted on his heel and chewed a piece of bark. "We want an inch of rain, we do," O'Neill observed at last. But Croke maintained we wanted 2 to put the danger past. "If we don't get 3 inches, man, or 4 to break this drought, we'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "before the year is out." In God's good time down came the rain, and all the afternoon on iron roof and window pane it drummed a homely tune. And through the night it pattered still, and lightsome, gladsome elves on dripping spout and window-sill kept talking to themselves. It pelted, pelted all day long, a-singing at its work, till every heart took up the song way out to Backer Burke. And every creek a banker ran, and dams filled over top. "We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "if this rain doesn't stop." And stop it did, in God's good time. And spring came in to fold a mantle o'er the hills sublime of green and pink and gold. And days went by on dancing feet with harvest hopes immense, and laughing eyes beheld the wheat nid-nodding o'er the fence. And oh, the smiles on every face as happy lad and lass through grass knee-deep on Casey's place went riding down to Mass, while round the church in clothes genteel discoursed the men of mark, and each man squatted on his heel and chewed his piece of bark. "There'll be bushfires for sure, me man, there will, without a doubt. We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan, "before the year is out." Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or suggestions for poems you'd like me to read, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at podcast@theamericanscholar.org or comment on our website, theamericanscholar.org.